completed their applications and examinations, they returned home and waited to hear. It was 1 week later, Joel DeWolf received a form letter in the mail. It was to report to the Fire Academy. He had been accepted into the program. Elated, he telephoned his buddy Richard Klein. Did you get yours yet? He asked Richard. He had not. Oh, you're bound to, Joe told his friend, and he added, hang in there. Well, Richard hung in there, but days passed, and then weeks passed. And finally, Richard telephoned the chief's office to inquire about the test results. And the response he got was these words, you'll be notified by mail. And then after Richard had sadly concluded that he had failed his entrance requirements, after he had given up on the idea of being a fireman, what do you know, the letter finally arrived. And Richard will never forget that letter. It was postmarked April 25, 1972. It was signed by Chief Walter Remke, and it instructed him to report to the Fire Academy. On the list of candidates who had been accepted, Richard Klein was ranked third. His buddy, Joe DeWolf, was fourth. Well, today, Joe is a captain on the Fort Wayne Fire Department, just as he had promised himself when he was very small. In fact, he will be eligible for retirement and a pension next year. I said he will be eligible for retirement next year. Richard Klein, well, Richard's in the construction business. He's been in the construction business for years. For you see, his letter of acceptance from the fire department was lost in the mail, April 1972. And he has only just now received it in June of this year, 19 years later. 19 years late. And now you know.